Gemun is past week's daf. Staff Vov in Mesechis Nozim. This staff is a continuation of the sugi that we started last time. The Mishnah on Daf Hei tells us that Stam Nazirus is Lamed Yoin. That means if a person is Bakabal Nazirus and he doesn't mention a specific amount of time, that's Stam Nazirus. And what's that amount of time? That's Chal. The Mishnah says Lamed Yoin. I think we saw that what Stam Nazirus is based on is that since a person didn't mention a certain amount, so it's Chal, the smallest amount of Nazirus that could be. So the din of Stam Nazirus is really dependent on the smallest amount of Nazirus. So whatever you hold Stam Nazirus is, that means that you... you can't be makabel less than that, even if one were to express that amount of the furish, right? As we saw in the Rashi and the Farish, speaks about the nafkamina there. Now, as we saw the sugya starts discussing what's the source of the halacha, and we saw this mahalis of Masna and Bar Podo, and Masna. And the sugya says Yigmashi Yalamid. That's where that comes from. And according to Rav Hod, that's based on the Lushainus and Nether Nozer in the Pasik, and that's Mevuyim that there are Chovt has 29 Lushainus in the Pasik, and therefore Stam Naziris according to Rav Hod actually is 29 days, not 30 days. And that was the first question that the Gemara asked, that the Mishnah says, Stam Nazirus is Lamed Yoin. So, according to Bapodo, what does that mean, Stam Nazirus? It's only 29. So, the Gemara answered that initially by saying, it's not that the sugya unfolds over here. The Gemara tells us this, and certain things that we have to, certain ideas that we pick up as we go on, is that Nazirus really has two parts to it, and as follows. That, you know, you have the Ik Nazirus, which is the days, the number of days which goes into the original Kabbalah. That's the Minyan Nazirus. And even after the Minyan Nazirus is over, the Surim remain. And the it's necessary to have a matter on the Yisurim, and that's with the Havos Kabonis in conjunction with the Taglachas. Now, this would the Akoponim suggest that in as far as that issue is you know, how does Nazirus rule? How does Nazirus chal on him? It's a neder. So, you know, is he being makabel? You know, is he making these isurim? Right? Is that what he's doing over here? There was one way of thinking that maybe that's what he's doing. He's, you know, he's creating isurim just like other nedarim. But this is a little point over here because a person who's mekabel a certain amount of days, the issa really surpasses that amount of days, right? Because he's really also till he brings the karbanos, right? So if he specifically said that, you know, he's mekabel nazirus for 30 days or for 35 days, whatever it is, so I mean definitely the ikar nazirus, the minyan, right? That is that amount of days. Nevertheless, until he brings the kabbalas, the surma is still here. Right? It's like a part of the definition.
What does mean sir? Meaning that
he still can't drink wine, can't, right, become tummy, right? Can't cut his hair, mm-hmm. Right? Till he brings the kabbalas.
Mm,
Right. So that definitely suggests that there is a component, akoponim, which is really not lying in his direct Kabbalah over here. Right? Because he specifically said in these other 30 days. Alright, okay, that's a point over here. Think about that. But akoponim, but what we're saying over here is that there's really two parts. You have the minion, we'll call it, the count that he has to fulfill of being noig, the suri nazir for a certain amount of time, and you know the naziris can't possibly end during that time, and then once he reaches that, so now the naziris is ripe to be ended, right? Now it has to be ended. Right? There's a way to end it. And by the same token, there might be conditions in when the ending could be done, namely havos kabonis or bayoyim, not by laila, right? So theoretically, you know, his naziris might be over, you know, at the end of the day, However, he can't bring kabbonis at that point of time. If he needs kabbonis to be matir isurim, then the isurim will inevitably be continue on. So the Mishnah, the Gemara had explained that according to Bar Podom, when the Mishnah says the stam naziris is lamed yoyim, is that it's really not talking about the minyan, right? The count, because the count is really choftes. So what does the Mishnah mean that stam naziris is lamayim? It means that the Yisurim will always last the duration of a minimum of 30 days. That's because of the second component that we have over here, is that the Yisurim, we have to be matir the Yisurim through the bringing of Kabbonis, and the bringing of Kabbonis can only be brought after the minyan's over. The minyan's over, you know, at the beginning of the night. You can't bring Kabbonis at that point. So inevitably, you're going to enter the 30th day. I mean, the truth is, regardless, even if you could bring kabbonis at night, you know, unless you're, waiting with the knife over there, you know, or whatever, you know, whatever. Yeah, it's probably through the zrika. So practically speaking, but definitely with this that you can't bring kabbonis by night, is that so? Definitely, you got to wait for the day, right? So therefore. The Isurim will last for 30 days.
But is that what Rav Pada was focusing on, or the answer for Rav Pada?
Well, with this first answer in the Gemara, when the Gemara asks a question from the Mishnah,
right?
And the Gemara says, "I did ikay yom talsin the megalech may become noisav mshmahochi tano shloishim."
Right. So I see in that he's not focusing on the Isurim; he's focusing on the positive things that he has to do on the 30th day. Therefore, it's considered 30 days.
Right. So I also thought, when I read the Gemara, initially that's what the Gemara meant. Let's see this Tosfos and see how what the Tosfos seem to suggest. You see the Tosfos over here? It's like the fourth Tosfos on Hayom Beis Tnan. Stam Nazir Shloshim Yom. See if you could... get that on your screen there.
You okay? Have it?
You have it? Okay, so the Tosfos is speaking out what the Gemara's question is at this point. Okay? And so Tosfos says as follows. Right? The Gemara asks a question, according to Rav Matz, it's good, but Rav Pada's kasha. Dimashma shehatano meshech neziris do'iraisa os lashmeina. The wording is at order, maybe a little bit seemingly, but he's saying that the Gemara's kasha is because the Tana is telling us the meshech, right? The meshech is the duration of the isurin, and so it says over here it's 3 days. Umishani, the Gemara answers, kiven dika yem talsin malech amaisi karbonos. Now look what he says over here. Va'osar lishtois biyayin ultam elameisim ad shemay bi karbonosav. Mishum hachi osi tani talsin yomin. The meshech haneziris ad talsin. Yeah,
okay.
Right. Ki lechatchilav shelo havi kavanoisav b'chavtes afilu b'apodo. Gemara will explain. Ela yom shloishim. Hakapanim. So what I see in that taste is that Gemara doesn't seem to be changing what the Mishnah is referring to, right? So that in Mashkin places are definitely the Surim we're talking about, and when the Gemara mentions the Avodas Karbonos, it just means to say, based on what we explained, that the Avodas Karbonos are the matter to Isser, and since the Karbonos can't be brought till day number 30, so inevitably the Surim will continue.
Okay.
So that's what that means.
Did I forget from last week?
What? Okay. That's fine. That's fine. You know, the Mashmois of the Gemara, a component of the Muscovitian, I also was expecting that, but Baruch Hashem, that we train ourselves, you know, to look for what the Mishnayim say rather than just, you know, get the Haskam of the way we read the Gemara. Always look for the other side of things, right? Maybe someone's saying differently than I thought, and many times we successfully see that others maybe had a different way of understanding something. Okay. So that was the first step in the Gemara, and how we successfully get out of the first shaila. Now the truth is that we'll have to see at this point. We could raise this point, and maybe we'll see. Where does things start from, right? I mean, yeah, okay, fine. You know, Bar Poda could answer our Mishnah, right? But you know, where does Hishita come from? So the Gemara would seem like at the onset of the Gemara. That, like the Gemara says, you know, we're looking for a source, right? You know, by Pada, the only source that he found was this, and this source only offers 29 days, right? So that's how he got to this, and working with the source, this is where we are, and therefore, you know, any questions that you have, you know, we'll just have to. Fix things to work with this, right? But as we see in the Hamshon and Chagamora, there might be a different source really where he's coming from. Excuse me. Now, the Gemara continued on. The Mishnah later on, right? The Mishnah later on that different parts of the Mishnah of the Gemara is asking from, right? And the Mishnah says like this, right? We're just reviewing a little bit just to get the Hemshech HaDvarim and maybe gives others time to join. Okay, right? So we're in the Gemara, the Mishnah over there says that Mishnah Omar Harini knows Merglechim Shleishim Ve'achar, right? That was the next question, right? The Mishnah says a person's mekabel stam aziris, his giluach is day 31. Day 31 asks the Gemara that according to Rav Poda, why 31? I mean, your naziris is 29. Granted that, you know, you're not going to bring the karbonos till the next day, right? Till you finish, but that should be 30. Why is it 31? According to Rav Masin's good, stam naziris is lamajoyim. Fine, you finished. You know, you're finishing naziris at the end of day 30. So 31 is when you're bringing your karbonos. That's the Gemara's question. Now the Gemara responds before answering the Gemara produces another piece of that Mishnah just to swing things around even before the explanation, right? So the Gemara says, "By part of the seven second, but if you look in the next line in that Mishnah, right? You just read for me what the din lechatchila is supposed to be. Present kabbal stam aziris, the Mishnah says." That the Havos Kabonis is supposed to be done. But the Mishnah says that if one did on day 30, it's good. Alright? So, you know, in as much as maybe you're asking a question on me from the 31, but I return the question to you on the fact that 30 works. Right? According to you, there's no way how 30 is going to work. I could tell you a cheshbon. I could tell you a reason why maybe really mikradin, you know, 30 is good after the 29. And there's a halacha din lechatchila to do a 31. And that the Gemara says Reisha Nase Ka'imer Shleimim. Right? Now these words in the Gemara also are, and if you just learn the words of the Gemara and try to fabricate, you know, put together a teretz, yeah, I'm not sure where you would end up, but in the Taisis, right, if you see in Taisis and Mefoshim, what the Gemara really means to say over here is that there is a din rabbanon. There's a din rabbanon according to Bar Poda that lechatchila the giluach with the Havos Kabanis should be done on day 31. Day 31 is a gzeri here, right? We'll speak in a moment what the gzeri is based on. So that's what Bapad is saying. Bapad turns the tables around and he says like this, that, you know, there's a din b'dievet over here. According to me, you know, that's how we understand it. Din b'dievet is you can bring on day 30. According to you, you know, you have no way of explaining, I mean, day 30 is part of your nazirus. You can't bring the Kabanis here. Right, so we return the question to you. Well, where you started from is that you're asking me what's this din of 31? I'll explain to you. That's based on exeris. It's a din rabbanon. Din rabbanon. The din rabbanon. Maybe we could say is that maybe din rabbanon stam nazirus. We have to relate to it as if it's 30 days. Otu oxera, where a person was actually makabel 30 days. Right? Person makabel 30 days, then hitaka, right? That's, he can't bring, it's 30 days, 30 days, right? So he has to bring 31. So that's what this is based on. Right? We tried to discuss last time exactly, you know, how things start in this xera. Okay, but we're not gonna go into that right now. So now, b'negei to what we just mentioned a moment ago, is that when we started this sugya, it sounded like the Bar Poda's shita was based on the source, right? You know, the Mishnah says tam zis tam lamed yoyim, and he goes, you know, into the parasha and he goes looking for a source, and he's only successful to find a source of 29. So, you know, at that point in the sugya, it sounds like, you know, he says, okay, I don't know, but I only have a source with 29. Okay, fine, you know, so we can have just make things work. And that's why he changed what the Mishnah says over here, that, you know, the 30 is not actually the minyan at that first step in the Gemara. But now as we go further on in the Gemara, right, maybe we see that, you know, he's not necessarily, you know, doing that, you know, just by the fact that he couldn't find a different source, right? This second Maramokum that Mur brings right now, you know, is really, it's his source. That's the Mur saying, Emo Seifa, right? Misayile, right? That's the Mur saying. That is a support to this, and, you know, maybe that's where he's coming from. We'll see more further on, again, the same thing. So as we go on, right, we don't have to say that Bar Poda, you know, his whole shita is based on, you know, the only source that he found, but in the Mishnayos themselves, Hagama, there might be Mashmois in the Mishnayos, on one hand, that Stam Zeris is Lamed Yoyim, but there are other Mashmoisin, which Bar Poda holds, and that's a place to draw his shita from. Okay, and we'll, as we go on, we'll try to put this together. So now at this point, so we're just sort of reviewing the Gemara just to get the flow. Mm-hmm. So what we just picked up over here was that even according to Bar Poda, granted that Stam Aziris is Chof Tes is 29 days, and therefore he really should be able to, you know, Minatari, no reason why he can't bring your Karbonos on day 30. Nevertheless, it's a Din Rabbanon based on a Gzeira to bring the Karbanos on day 31. So that's where that halacha comes from. But being that it's, you know, it's a din drabanan, that din, so that's why if someone doesn't do that, he brings his Karbanos on day number 30. Basically, you know, working with the Ikar Hadin, the din deraisa, it works. And, you know, so he sort of put the question from the Sefer in Rav Master's court, according to you, how do you understand this? Stam Aziris is Lamed Yoyim. How you bring your Karbanos on day number 30? How does it work? So that's where the Gemara over here introduced to us the concept of Miksa Sayyem Kekuloi. Rav Masne is based on Mixas Yom Kekula, and that's how it's possible that even though the Nezirus is this number, you basically could bring your Karbonis on that last day, because this din of Mixas Yom Kekula, and a part of that day is already fulfills the minion, the number, and therefore at that point, you could bring the Karbonis. Right, that's what this halacha is, and Bar Pada seemingly doesn't hold of Mikas Yom Kippur. Again, we'll have to see over here. Is this a personal thing, or this is a question in Tanoim? You know, at this point, you know, it would sound like Bar Pada doesn't hold of the whole idea, and you know, therefore. Sefer is Messiahly, right? You know, he doesn't hold
for what?
That's what the Sefer is a proof to him. Right? Mixas Hayom Kekulei. So at this point, right, maybe we'll see a little bit further. We discussed that last time, and you know, the idea that Shlomo mentioned last time, you know, it's Mavu in the Tosfos later on in the Sugya. At this point, and it's actually there maybe there's a machlokes about this, right, in the Hemshech HaGemara, right, that, you know, at what point is the Mixas Yom Kekulei Chal, right, that halacha, right? But at this point, not knowing any more, so we could say that the Mixas Yom is Chal as soon as, you know, the Mixas Yom comes. And it's the minyan is over, is nishlam, and that's why on day number 30 you bring your kabbalis, because the nezirus really is over, and the bringing of korbanis is at a time when the nezirus is over. Right, that's taloch, and you know, you have, like we spoke before, that the isurim continue. And the din of minyan is that's the amount of time that has to be fulfilled, and obviously, you know, you can't end it, you know, before that. There's no ability to end it. But once the minyan is nishlam, then it's roy, it's fit to be ended. When I say ended, it means the surim, right? Because the surim continue on. We need a matir on the surim. The initial surim of naziris don't just come off, right, with the hashlomas haminyan hanaziris, even though the minyan hanaziris was finished, but the isurim continue on until you matter them. There's a say that how you matter them, that's with the havos karbonis.
That's even if it happens automatically? Or sorry, that's probably. Meaning when you get Mixas Hayom, do the Isurim really Daraisa, they're gone at that point?
No.
Even if you didn't bring the Korban?
No. Right. The Isurim will never go off till before you bring the Korbanis. What I was trying to set up was, at this point, it's easier, so we'll work with that before we're forced to say otherwise, that according to everyone, you have at a certain point that the Naziris itself ends. Right? When you come to that point, the minion or the count is over. Now, at this point, you know, so what happens at that point? When the count is over, now you're fit. Now you're fit to bring the karbonis. And, you know, it could be that, you know, at this point you're not. So it's either, according to what we're saying now, that would be like that, right? So according to everyone, that it ends when that point of time comes. According to, if you don't hold Mixas Yom Kippur, it's according to Bapada, you know, when the day ends, when that day ends, train, the minion's over. Now you carry on into a new phase. This phase is a phase where it's roy to be nitter, right? It's right that if you do the proper things to create the heter, you could do it now. It could be at this point you can't do that. Maybe it's at night you can bring karbonis. You know, so there's conditions. But it's fit. Mitzad the naziris, it's fit. It's ripe. at this time I had to accept the heter. And at this point we would say that the machlokes is that when does that point of time come? Does it come when the day is over? Right? Well, it comes at the point of miksas hayom. Right? Whenever, whatever the conditions of miksas hayom is, right, whatever you need for that. But once you reach the point of miksas hayom, so point of masna, we would say that the nazirus is over. And at this point, you know, it's fit to be matter than the isurim.
Question. Let's just say Mishum Ma, the person weren't near Yerushalayim, whatever it was. They got to day 35. They're on a Stam Naziris or a 32 day Naziris, whatever they are, and now they're 35, 40. They're well past.
Right.
So, two questions. So, one is, if they drink wine, are they going to get Malkus? That's question one. And is there a difference between that and Tumma? So, meaning, is it all one din? Whatever their din is for Tumma is the same din for Yayin. If they get Malkus for Yayin, they're Soser and Tumma. Or maybe they're Chalukim.
Well, they won't be Soser, right? Right? In your case, right?
Okay, they're not going to be Soser. Right. Okay, fine. It's only Zion at that point, everybody would agree. Okay, good. And so what about Yayin? Different din?
So I would think that as far as the Isser is concerned, the Isser to be Mitam and Isser Yayin is the same thing. Now, whether you get Malkus or not for maybe we should verify. Okay. Verify, right? What, you know, the Iker, the Inchim that you have, Toich, the Iker, Menaziris, do you have the full, the full Toich for Isser, full strength of the Isser or not, right? That, I'm waiting yet to see, right? If someone, you know, has the ideas on that, they could tell us. But I hear the Mokum is stamping.
Okay. The tzad that you wouldn't get Malkus would be similar to like Malkus Kippurim, where you've finished your process, but in order to be allowed to do something, you have to do this first. It's just like a release, but you're not no longer in that category. Would that be the tzad?
Yeah, story? right. That'll be. And as we have to say, and therefore the Chomer HaIsser, right, is weakened at this point, right? And it's once, right? Right? Okay, we need sources really for both stogim, right? So I could hear very much, you know, someone could say, well, you know, if you were mad to this, this is what it is, right? On the other hand, you might say that the lav was only said, you know, during the toich malois, and you know, it wasn't given afterwards. So if I had, you know, that it's also okay. Yeah, right, yeah, good question.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Thank you for your.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So this was the second piece that the Gemara said, and that's what. So two pieces of information were nischadish to us at this point. One in Bar Poda, that Bar Poda has a din lechatchila to bring the korbanot on Lamed Aleph, and if we could, we will try to understand. Maybe we will say what that means is that because of a gzeira, we'll look at stam nazirus as if it is Lamed Yom. Right? Let's say, because it's a gzeira auto when a person expressed Lamed Yom. So as a result of that gzeira, we will view the Din D'Rabbanan says that we have to look at the Stam Naziris as if it was Lamed Yom, and that's why the Kabbonis is supposed to be broken on Lamed Aleph. Let's see if that understanding could carry. I mean, definitely, as, you know, in the more later on, it would seem like this. Even if at this point. Like we saw that according to Bar Poda, there's no stira after day 29. Right? Mm-hmm. That wouldn't necessarily be contradictory, because you know that it would just be a limitation in what the Rabbanan did, right? In other words, that they gave, you know, as if you did the whole thing, but the whole, but it didn't steer also, or not, but it didn't steer.
I mean, didn't steer would be very difficult. Because now you're bringing korbanos that you're not really mechuyev in daraisa, right?
So no, see, right? See, that's the inchama. You wouldn't bring korbanos, oh, right? But just, you know, as far as, you know, counting, recounting, yeah, that, oh, right? Right, the Gemara later on, right, it has such a thing. Okay. Okay. So that, I think pretty much this is where we're up to over here. Actually, there's just one. One Gemara over here, that the Gemara mentions, the Mishnah says, "Hareni nozir shloishim yoim im gilach yoim lamed lo yotzo." This is a question on Rav Masner, right? And the Gemara really is bringing a source that you don't say mixes hayam kikulei, because the Mishnah says that someone says hareni nozir shloishim yoim. Im gilach yem lamed lo yotzum. You're not yotze. It's a 3-day nazirus, and it does not help the giluach on yem lamed. If you have your whole mixim kakulay, then it should help. On that, the Gemara says, "Bo oimer shleimim." That Mishnah is talking about, and this is Rav Masner talking. Rav Masner says that. That true, there could be a case where you can't use mixes yam kakulay when a person makes a kabbalah, which the kabbalah is intrinsically a kabbalah for yomim shleimim, for full days. Now, the reason why I'm being careful how I express this is like the way the Tosfos says, because. The Mishnah doesn't say that he was mekabel yomim shleimim, and the Gemara doesn't mean to suggest that's the case, right? To change the case. Tosfos explains that Hitaka didn't say that. Nevertheless, his kabbalah is a kabbalah of yomim shleimim, and that's all really based on that. Since Tam Nazirus anyways is Lamed Yom, so why should a person ever have to mention, if he wants a 3-day Nazirus, there's no need to mention a number of days. So by mentioning the number of days, that in itself is suggesting that he wants something which is more than Tam Nazirus, that would be Mechai of him, and the difference is the Mixas Hayayim. And that's why, so it's a Kabbalah of Yom Shleim, therefore Mixas Hayayim doesn't help, and that's why the Mishnah over here says that if he brings the korbanos on day number 30, it doesn't help, because in this case over here, there's no din of mixas hayom.
I think there is a mocker over there, right?
That's true. I didn't see over here whether this is based on that or not. Did you have anyone see any further where over here the mixed CIM comes from? Shlomo, you know? Okay, right. So that's what I was really working with, only because I don't have anything local.
I looked it up in either San Jose. I don't remember seeing that. Maybe it's a Drosh and a Prosig over there. So the question of, there's a real Makoro here, we're just extrapolating.
Yes, so same, right. I didn't see over here a mocker. I think over there is a mocker. Right. I was, if that's true, so I was assuming that we're learning from there. Now, you know, once you're mentioning this over here, just to be more, the next upcoming question is that there's no machlekes over there where they say mixes hayom kikulay. So there is a seemingly machlekes over here. So it seems to be in the transition that there's some issue of whether if we're right, whether it carries through or not. Okay, yeah, you're right. That will be the setup. Right? We're all working with things that, you know, it's not clear. Right? There's we need to verify a little bit better if we could see someone that will tell us clearer about this. But right. If that's how we're working, that's what we would have to say.
Is there a possibility that we learn it from the first day?
From the what?
The first day. Right there, everybody says mixes the yom kikula.
I mean, if you make a Kabbalah now, another day, the fact that it starts, that this is day one, and we don't say wait till tomorrow.
Right.
That would be the...
Does Tosfos ever speak it out that way? I think they do. I don't think.
He mentions here that even by Prada holds him in the
beginning, right? But does he ever say that because of the haskalah you should hold by the sofer? He really says it really the other way, that the haskalah is pashut and the sofer is much more of a chiddush. I mean, he's also mechalik in different tchilas, right? Whether it's tchila where you started the day as another, you didn't start the day as another, it's nicker, it's not nicker. There's all sorts of different tchiluk. I mean, it seems like if you had nothing at the beginning of the day and now it's the middle of the day, that's like mamish, the most pashut seeming. I mean, I think we were also handling back and forth. Is the starting point mixas yom kikula, or is the starting point the Mishnayos and how they understand their medayik in the Mishnayos, and based on that they decide that either you have a mixas yom kikula or you don't have a mixas yom kikula. Something that's interesting to me is this sugya really seems like it belongs on Tesvav. it's that Mishnah, it's handling that Mishnah for two pages.
but it's fair to be here, right?
I mean, I'm just saying, if you don't know, if you're not looking at, I read that Mishnah over Shabbos like three, four times. Like I can't understand the sugya without reading that Mishnah.
Yeah, I understand. That's true.
Interesting point that nicker. Why is nicker a factor in Mitzvah? Shekhas.
Mm-hmm.
I probably should. Hopefully, we understood that. We know more about Mitzvah.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll have to talk about that. Right, to see if we could come to understanding how that plays a role.
So I want to just regarding Michael's question earlier about saying day 32 is a Malchus or not. So I think I tried to look at enough time to clip over. I think Chagiga roundabout Daf Yod, give or take a few Daf. The sugya of Laila Mechusas Man, and in this Machlekes Agriyot Mishlokish regarding a Nozeh who becomes Tameh the night after the seventh day ends, is waiting for the eighth day to be Mechus Kippurim and becomes Tameh then. Does that generate a need for a second set of Kabbanis? In other words, just become another Tameh.
So one more time, he finished his Naziris.
He finished his Naziris, and then he became Tameh.
No. And why does he have to bring Korbanos?
What?
If he finished his Naziris and then he became Tameh, why does he have to bring Korbanos?
For Tumah, he's bringing Korbanos.
Specifically the night, right?
Well, he's asking, triggering a second set of Korbanos. That can only be if it's for Tumah.
Right. So he became Tameh, and then he... And then in the middle of days. Naziris.
Right, in the middle of his Naziris. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
In the middle of the series, and now he was ready to bring his korbanos for the first one, and he became tamei at night before he could bring those.
Right.
Okay. Right.
Now does he have to bring another?
Seconds after. Oh, so it doesn't answer your question then.
Maybe not. I mean, it seems like it's still tochlin zeros. I think.
Okay.
Why did it have to be a case where he became tamei in the middle? Right. I think. I mean. I vaguely remember from Mishnayos that case. But I think the question there is the end of the Nazirus from the time that you can bring the korban in the morning, or is the end of the Nazirus at the end of the day, and it's just a practical issue that you can't bring the korban?
Right. That's not where the line of Chassid's mind.
Right.
That might be, but if he's talking about triggering a second set of korbanos,
right,
the only thing you could have a second set for is korban tuma.
Right.
So the only way, if you have a second set, you have to be mechuyev in a first set. If the first tuma happened after he finished his zman, and
but that's the question: is the nighttime considered finishing the zman or not? Or the finishing the zman is the morning of the.
There was the Kuli Alma. If you definitely finished the zman, you would have been the second set of Gabonis, right? That's what you're getting at.
Yeah. The question is, what's the definition of finishing the Zman? Do we view the nighttime beforehand?
Why did he have to bring the first set of Korbanos? There doesn't seem to be a Shaila on that. Why does he have to bring the first set of Korbanos? The question's on the second set of Korbanos, not on the first set of Korbanos.
Because he was finishing the Nazirus then. That was his Korbanos of Ashlama. That's another Tahar.
Oh, you're saying the first set is his regular, is not a korban tuma, and the second set is a korban tuma.
Yeah.
Okay, we need to understand what the mice is there. It's not so clear to me what the question, because it's not clear what you're asking. It's not clear what the question is. I mean, if you're saying that the question there is he's day, what it would be, like, according to Rav Masna, right? He was Shkia after day 30, let's say, and now he became Tameh before the morning. Okay, if that's the question, and now you're saying the first set of Korbanos is what he would have brought on day 31 if he was Tahor, and the second set is whether he's Chayiv in a Korban Tuma, okay, then I can see if that's what first and second means.
Yeah.
Okay. According to that, then you're saying, you know, once you get to day 31, you for sure don't have to bring Korban Tuma, because the only question is at night.
Right.
No question during the day. That's what you want to say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just wanted to point out something over here. I mean, this Gemara is mevuyim that you don't, even if you hold a mix of seyayim kekuloi, however, there's a certain instance where you can't use mix of seyayim kekuloi. Meaning that if a person makes Kabbalah, that it lies in the Kabbalah, shleimim, full days. Now, what I just would want to know like this is that, how does this work that you can't use Mixasayim Kikulay? Meaning to say like this, is that when you use Mixasayim Kikulay, is that less of a weaker kind of fulfillment of your Naziris? You know, when you are working with a mixes M Kikulay, is that what it is? So if that's what it is, so when he's saying he's Mekabel Shleimim, right? So he's Mekabel something else, right? You know, he's Mekabel, you know, a different type of minion. But if you'd understand, and I think maybe this is maybe more simple, that Mixasayim Kekulay is a full kiyum. You know, in as much as you say Mixasayim Kekulay, it's a fun. So, you know, you have 30, right? This is how you get to 30. So if that's so when he says Shleimim, how is that working that you can't use Mitzvah Kekulay? No, what I mean to say is that when he's saying Shleimim, is it the type of Kabbalah that he's making that this Kabbalah doesn't have the din of Mitzvah Kekulay? Or by saying this, he's saying, I don't want the din of mixas yom kikula to be, you know, to be able to fulfill my, you know, that's a little strange to say that, you know, that he has the ability to, you know, to, just to say that mixas yom kikula shouldn't apply to me. Right? It would seem more simpler to understand that he was mekabel such a nazirus that mixas yom kikula doesn't work for, right? Now,
can I get an half minute to help the
Rav?
What if a person was mekabel nazirus for 30 and a half days or 31 and a half days? Yeah? And a chayta could be mekabel a nazirus for a half day? So according to how the Rav is explaining it, is that the only thing you're really doing is knocking off the mixas hayom kikulo. But you can't do like 30 and a half days. You could just take off this, what's called this kula of mixas hayom kikulo.
Okay, could be. I'm just wondering whether that's... Is that different than what he's doing here? And it's over here, I really have two understanding. It sounds like that you understand in your case.
I'm saying the nafkamina is of the two ways of understanding it is whether it's possible to make a 30 and a half day nazirus. It could be a tzad to say that you're either a nazir for the day or not another nazir for the day. And the only thing that, when you're saying shleimim is that you say, but I don't want to play around with mixas yom kikulo. You're affecting the din of mixas yom kikulo, but you're not. But you're not generating that you could.
Maybe there's a different understanding in a preliminary stage that when we say mixas yom kikulo, what does that mean? What does that mean? Mixas yom kikulo. He was mekabel 30, right? So 29 and a piece is 30, right? I didn't think it was 29 and a half. That means, according to the way I understand it, there's no 29 and a half. You can't be mekabel 29 and a half. Even if you hold mixas yom kikulo, you can't be mekabel 29 and a half. There's no such thing in the initial Kabbalah. The minyan hanaziris is full days. There's a kula. Do I really know that? If you want to put that to test. But I don't think that's the point over here, right? You know, okay, you know, if you want to question that, you know, well, I'm not gonna say that I know otherwise, right? But I don't think that was the issue over here, right? Right, and I think. The dynamic same kikula is that, even if it were to be that you have to count full days, right? There's kabbal full days. There's a concept of yomim, right? Right. You know, that's what I would think. But once you're raising it, how do you know? You know, then I'm not coming from anything more than just what I and so. I come on, but if it's a concept of yomim in the Kabbalah, there's now halach same kikula that you can have a kiyum of the yom 30. Or whatever it is, you know, with a mixas hayom. But I didn't think that you could actually be mekabel, a half a day, and the ikur minyan, you know, works with half a days. Right. That's maybe why in your case over there, if a person's mekabel, a half a day, that's what I thought. It definitely won't be chal. It will be similar to us. That maybe, you know, by expressing, you know, that you want that other half a day, it's another way of saying shleimim, maybe. Right? Which is really the same exactly as over here. That's why I didn't see that you may not have communion. But,
I mean, what I thought he meant to say, I don't know, the way I understood your two studim, one is that really you have 30 days, and then there's a din of mixas yom kikulo. When you say shleimim, You're saying, I don't want the din. You're being mevater on the din of mixus hayom kakula. Or the other tzad that you were saying is that somehow when you say shleimim, you're changing the metzias of what those days are, so that now mamela mixus hayom doesn't apply to that kind of a day. So what I thought Shlomo meant to say is that if you can change the definition of the day, can change what this day is, then you should be able to take on a half day also. And so if you can't take on a half day, meaning going backwards, if you can't take on a half day, maybe you can't change the whole definition of what a day is, and therefore you're left only with the original tzad. With the first tzad.
Okay. I don't really see how that could follow, but if you needed to explain what you said in the context of what we were talking about, you know, that would be, right? Yeah. Okay.
So then, what would be the nafkamina?
So do I have an nafkamina? I don't know if I really have an nafkamina. It's more in concept than the mechanics. How this works? That's what I just was. If I understand that, it's easier to relate it if we have an nafkamina. I guess maybe a little in the ear, without a practical nafkamina. I'm sorry, I don't have something to offer to you at this point. But I call upon him, but that's what I would like to just express, that question, you know, of how it works over here. Like we're saying, the facts are that even though there's a din of mixing kikuloi, a person can be mekabel or kabola of full days, and then mixes hayayim doesn't help him, right? And that's what we just want to know, how does that work? I mean, mixing him, right? You know, it's, you know, why is it not working? Well, that's the question over here. So if the answer is, well, he doesn't want it. Okay, so that means that, like, you have the ability to make a Kabbalah, and in your Kabbalah you're talking that, you know, I don't want this, you know, this piece of mixes hayayim to fulfill my nazirus. See, he's talking directly to that specific halacha. That's what he's doing, you know. Mm-hmm. Right? You know, is that what's going on? Right? You know, I think the other way to understand might be easier to understand if this is true. If there's a different type of kiyum, right? The kiyum of the minyan is niskayim differently when you have mixes hayom kakula, and therefore when he's saying shleimim, what he's doing is, like Michael was saying before, that his kabbalah, what he was makabla, the minion, the type of minion is a minion that it's a full minion, right? And mixes hayom kakula can't accomplish that. Okay, fine. That basically was the tutzdogim over there. Okay. So we want to pick up over here. Okay, we're over here on Daf Hei Amud Beis on the bottom. Tanan, Misha Nozar Beis Nazirus. A person was mekabel himself two Nazirus. And the background and the assumption over here is that these Nazirusin are niskayim one right after the other. Right? Maybe we could just think a little bit about that. What happened over here? Right? Is the Kabbalah finished? And, you know, it'll start, the second is will start automatically, you know, as soon as the first one is finished, and there's room for a second Naziris to be chal, or the second Naziris really is, you know, Yuzum Kabbal really, you know, maybe needs the Kabbalah by itself, right? And he'll have to be Makabal a second Naziris, and then we'll have to know, like, why now, right? Is there any reason why, you know, why it has to be done right away. A person's like chesis and makabel, you know, it's not good. It's not,
When we have a person be makabel naziris when he's in the cemetery, right? So doesn't it automatically start as soon as he leaves the cemetery?
Okay, I mean in the studies of Baal Ta'achar over there, right? This is Baal Ta'achar the naziris, remember, in the beginning of Nidorim, right? So there is such a thing, and so that could very well be what's happening over here. But with that in mind, let's see what is happening over here. Namely, in order for the second Nazirus to be chal, first Nazirus has to be over, right? And that's with the havas hakarbonis. Now, if that's what that is, yeah, okay. I mean, theoretically, there's no mechayev necessary to be noyig the second Naziris chayis, you know, day 31, 32, whatever it is. It's really something that's chal, that, you know, whenever the first Naziris is over, so theoretically a person can take his time, bring the korbanos on 35, and fine, you know, the second Naziris will be chal 36. You know, is there anything over here which tells us, you know, quicken up the process to get the second Naziris going? Could be not. I'll be happier if that's how it is, and that's how the rabbanon, you know, could well, maybe tell you to, you know, to push off your havas korbanos. Maybe even he himself could decide to do it, and you know, unless there's some halacha intrinsically that you know, similar to tefillah b'zman mitzvah, kind of idea that you have to you got to do it as soon as you can. But which
question? I'm not sure. First, I thought you were just talking about whether it's going to be chal automatically. Then you started talking about delaying the bringing of the korbanos. Now it sounds like you're talking about an issur of Baal Ta'achar that you're saying for sure it's going to happen automatically, or maybe it's not going to happen automatically, but it can't happen until you bring the korbanos.
I'm taking on that it's happening by itself over here. He's makabel two naziris in, and the first naziris is
it's going to be chal as soon as the second, first one's done.
Right. I was sort of bavoning that. Is there a problem? The fact that we're pushing off the ending of the Naziris, namely, according to Bar Podah Chazal, telling him, you know, don't bring your korbanos now, bring them tomorrow. Right. That's what I was thinking through, and that's where that comment came from. That, you know, it's really, he was Meichel on his ears, and it's going to happen by itself. And the fact that he's adjusting, or let's say extending the first Naziris, and thereby pushing off the second Naziris, I don't see really a problem in that. Because the second Naziris is Chal by itself, and it's totally on the ending of the first Naziris, and fine, you know, so.
The fact that the Rabbanim were able to make this Zera shows that there's no problem in pushing off the end of the Naziris.
Yeah. That's what I was feeling out over here. Okay, let's come back. Okay, I'm sorry for that. Okay, so what do we have over here? We have Yuzm Kabbal to Naziris. Now, like this, what is the Mishnah tells us as far as when is the Giluach? So, the Mishnah 31 and 61, right? 31 and 61 is a cheshbon of both on day 31, right? 31 is 31, right? And now, the cheshbon over here is, just let's get to sure we have the same math over here, is that when you start the Naziris on 31, the next 31 is 61. right?
Because you get mixus yom kukulo for 31 vadai. There's no question about that.
At the start. So you're right. You're starting in the same, right? In the same over here, right? Right. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, there seems to be more of a question of whether you'd get mixus yom kukulo on day 30, according to Rav Masna, would be more of a question than if you get it on day 31. And then maybe there's even a question. Maybe there's a question by 31 also, but, you know, whether it's nicker or not nicker. But meaning, because your ikra nazirus is over on day 30, you're just bringing the korbanos on day 31, so for sure you should get mixas yom kukulo at the beginning there. Whereas if you brought the korbanos on day 30 b'dieved, maybe you shouldn't get the. There's maybe more of a suffix there.
A koponim, but that's the halacha. This price over here is telling us the lechatchila dikadin of bringing it, which is a cheshbon of bringing it on day 31, and in a chanami that's starting in Aziris number 2 on the day that you brought the kabanas of day number 1. And in a chanami, it's a mixas hayoyim, right? Mixas hayoyim. Definitely, that whole day is not part of the minyan of the second Aziris. But definitely a difficulty no one has with that. Even if Bapada doesn't hold the mixas hayoyim kekulo, like you just spoke out, that betchilas hanaziris mixas hayoyim that everyone agrees with. Now, where that might come from could be maybe that's posh in the parsha that the posik does not have any mention of any kind of limitation, akopon, right, with that. If you wouldn't say mixas, I'm just speak this out over here. Right. If you wouldn't say mixas hayam kukula, that person's mikavon in the middle of it, right? If you wouldn't say mixas hayam kukula, so
maybe not
someday, right? So what would be right? I still have to be careful because there's always another possibility. So I'll give you the two possibilities, right? Right. Since you need full days, the Nazir doesn't start till tonight, right? Or Nazir started now, but as far as minyan, it doesn't work, and the minyan first starts tomorrow. But the Isuri Nazir are here right away, right?
Right here.
Right. Okay. This is probably the Chiddush to get said, and I also wouldn't have said this, but I have to be careful, right?
I mean, then it's like a mixus hayom is a nothing.
Is a nothing.
Yeah, because you can't even count it. You're usher, but you can't count it.
It'll be similar, really, to what happens after you finish, till you bring your korbanos, right? It'll be isurim out there, but it's not oil l'minyan. That's what it'll be, right?
I mean, there's nobody seems to think it's mies l'is. It doesn't seem to not even entertained.
Right. Okay. This is we'll leave it at that. Okay. Let's see. Yes. So Nachum, what do we have over here? So this Mishnah tells us that a person is mekabel from the Aziris 31 and 61. Now the Gemara speaks out like this. According to Rav Masna, Zokta Gemara, it's Nicha. Now like this. There was something before that Taka didn't speak out this time around. Let's stress this, and then maybe this has a let's see if this has a bearing on what we discussed before. Rav Masna holds that, you know, basically in the Mishnah before. Mishnah before says you bring 31, but the Evet 30, it's good. Right? And Rav Masna answers, the reason why it's good 30 is because it makes it Yom Kekuloi. So, what's the din l'chatchila on to bring it on 31? There's a din l'chatchila to bring on 31. So, what's the basis? What is the basis of that din? So remember we
according to Rav Masna.
Right, according to Rav Masna, right? What's the basis of this din l'chatchila? I think last time we discussed that, you know, in some Yishayim it's clear that it's more like it's a gzeira. It's a din drabonan, right? It's a gzeira. Oto heicha where you mkabel shleimim, right? That there is a case, right? That you can't use mixas hayayim. So that's why lechatchila you shouldn't use the mixas hayayim. In the Taisvis, remember, in the Taisvis never spoke out that as a gzeira, and we were wondering that maybe there's such a halach m'ikra hadin, right? And that would maybe suggest that it's kind of two different types of ways to get to a 30, right? And there's a better kiyum when you're mekayim a full 30 than by using the mixas hayem kekulay, right? And that'll be the din of lechatchila.
I think the Rush seems to lean in that direction.
What is it? Is the Rush he mentions gzeira, or it wasn't the Rush?
The Rush talks about the gzeira lagabi barpada. When he talks about it in Rav Masna, he seems to say it differently. Umihu latchila.
Right. Okay.
Amru chachamim shlo yigalach bo biyom. That's day 30. Kiven shahu miminyan nazir.
Oh. This is a little different than I was saying. Yeah. But he's clearly saying that's a din drabonon. It's a din drabonon.
It doesn't sound like a gezeira.
You're right.
It sounds like it's
a little bit differently.
Yeah.
A different reason why. Since it's part of the
meaning. Ham and bees. I have it right there. This is upside down.
Yeah, okay. I got that. Kasabar Haitana makes us seem cool about the Debray Masna.
Get a little bit below. Yeah, down there, yeah. See you looking at the Tosfos comparing. You might be able to. I think you can see that maybe Tosfos means what the Rush is saying. It's not clear in Tosfos.
Right.
I mean, Tosfos also. Amir la'adchila lo yigalach ela biyom shloshim ve'echad. Right. That's the lashon of Tosfos. There is that what you're pointing to in your own.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. And what's the lesson? Amu adchila amru chacham ishalo yigalach bo biyom kaven shuhu miminyan nazir. It just adds a few extra words there.
Right. I mean, what I was mistaken is that is this ikra din like midiraisa? Right. That's I see that the Rosh. There's two points in the Rosh. The Rosh clearly says that it's a din drabonon, and you know what that's based on is what you're showing. It's not exera, you know. It's a different. It's based on something else. The fact that you use this day as a minion, then Chazal don't want you to bring the korbanos on that day. However you bridge that, you know, how you finish that off. Right? And in the Tosfos, I was waiting to see that it's some kind of din rabbanon, which Tosfos doesn't say that. Right? You know, I don't know if it's mukhruch, but there is mokum in Tosfos maybe to think that it's taka adin, meikar adin. You know, that's what we were speaking about. That maybe midaraisa, there is such a halacha lechatchila, and you know, I think we spoke last time that there could be sources of such a halacha. Remember we spoke about the chayis, you know, by shechita. Maybe there's such a halacha, you know, with Rav Shnayim is good, but the chalchil to do a kula, you know, okay. Yeah. That's what we discussed last time.
Okay.
Right, and then it has a bearing on what we just discussed now. Okay.
Right, because we're saying in...
And Akoponim, you know, in the deraisa, the only way to explain why midaraisa din lechatchila is if there's something better happening, you know, if you use the kula, right? If the miktsas hayoim, you know, accomplishes the same level of kiyum as the kula, like why should there be a din lechatchila to be kula? So that side that I was entertaining, possibly in Tosfos, that there's a din lechatchila to do a kula, that would suggest that there's a better kiyum in that, right? And well, and according to that, you could explain this tzad that when a person's mekayim shleimim, right, you know, he's mekabel a certain type of minion that can't be in his kaim, you know, with that. Now that's where that came from. Okay. All right, let's go. Let's see. So we're holding over here. Now the Rishonim speak out over here, are Ma'ir. What's the Ma'ir's question? I mean, it would seem to be, Ma'ir seems to be saying, you know, what does the Brisa say? You know, you're doing a 31. Bishlamo, according to Rav Masna, you're doing a 31 because, you know, Zerus, Stam Zerus is 30, and according to Rav Podol, you know, why are you doing a 31? Right, so Frekta Rishonim, I mean, didn't we just get through that? Like, you know, that's what we discussed in the previous thing. Over here, this is just like a double, you know, of that. You know, like, what's the question over here? So the Tosfos, the first mahalcha that Tosfos says is that in a chanami, right? That's really true. It is really the same shach v'taya. Derech hashas taka to have a similar shach v'taya, as long as that there's something that's nischadish on the way over here, right? And on that Tosfos says that the chiddush that we're relying over here is this mixas hayem kukule, which, you know, in this braiso, so in this mission over here, when you mekabel two naziris, like we spoke before, that your second 31 is starting its count on the day that you brought the korbanos, the first 31, and you're using a mixas hayem kukule betchilas haneziris. And that will be the Ktzas Chiddush that the Gemara wanted us to pick up, right? Even though, like, the Gemara doesn't mention anything about this over here at this point. But that justifies the repeat of the same Shakwat which happened before, right? So, namely, according to this understanding, the in the chanami, right? This is really a repeat of the same shakta that we had before, and the reason why the Gemara is doing this is because there's a ktsas chiddush that's been nischadish in the shakta v'taya over here. It wasn't even that wasn't the question because we don't have a question over here, right? We can't ask a question, you know, that there's a face, you know. Yeah. You use a mixas hayom, right? You know, like ask such a question on Bapodak, you know, that we're not even entertaining that should be the Gemara's question, right, according to this chat, right? That we understand, but Akoponim, that's the chiddush over here. If you want to see over here in the Tosfos, you saw that's the question you have to ask on this piece of Gemara, right? And that's what Tosfos says over here. In the Tosfos, basically speaks it through, and there's like an Ava'afal Gav over here. which really we could pick up. I would tell you that you see that you have the word ve'echod in brackets. You see it like around four lines down.
Besof Samach is the first word on the line. Biyom Samach, sorry.
Right. So the second bracket of ve'echod. Okay, that would be the mark. Right, so this is asking a question. That, you know, we just discussed this before. That was the question, and we answered. Why are we repeating the same question? Right? I mean, the same answer that we said before will apply here. That there is such a derech hashas like this in the Shabbataria. Uvavad sheyashmenu ktsas chidush, mashle shemanu bereisho. Provided that there is some degree of some news which is happening in the Shabbataria. Vachinami ik ktsas chidush b'seifel lebar podosh em bereisho. Kidnachim kamon b'maskona de tirutzo. Like the more later mentioned such a concept, the mashmenu niksas yem kikulu lebar podosh b'tchilas anazirus. That Barpoda, even though till now, you know, he doesn't hold a mixas yom kikula, however, there's a difference when you want to end the Nazirus with a mere mixas yom, or you want to start the Nazirus, by the last part of the day. And that works, ka'adam shim kapal of Nazirus, b'chatz yom, api shay sikh, chid, learn spash, b'seifu, by Barpoda, fine. So, you can remember that the shas is being slain on it. Hakoponim, let's go with this mahalach over here, right? And okay, so that lightens the burden over here, right? In the chanami, the actual shakavatayya over here is that of before, and we just the reason why we're doing this is because we have a ktsas chiddush. So now let's see. So we're going to make as if we don't know of the previous piece of Gemara, right? And asks the Gemara the question of it, right? Therefore, according to Barpoda, the question in the Gemara is that why are you making the Giluach on 31? Nazirus is over on 29, it should be 30. So on that, Barpoda says, "Okay, I hear a good question, but let's continue on in the Mishnah, and you'll see that I'm right, because it's mivuir over there that if he's megaleach the first Naziris on the Yom Shloshim, it works. Now, so therefore says Barpoda, you know, if Stam Naziris is lamed, so how could you make your giluach on the Yom Lamed? You haven't yet finished, right? Then that's the same idea. Now, in the Mishnah over here, there's, like we'll see, that there are three levels, right? Or three cases the Mishnah talks about. You could have, the first thing is l'chatchila, right? If you make, l'chatchila, how both Naziris should be done on Yom Lamed Aleph. Then the second case is that if you didn't do that in the first Naziris, akoponim, the second Naziris, should have the Lamed Aleph. Right, so that's the halacha over here, that in Gilach, the first one on Yom Shloshim, Megalech es Hashni li Yom Shishim, that's Yom Lamed Aleph. And then the Mishnah, you know, we'll talk about the case. So, you know, if both of them, right, you did only on day 30. Akoponim, so Barpoda is showing from this case over here, if you did the Giluach of the first Naziris in B'diyevet helps on 30, he says, that's like me. El is safe from his sayele. And Reisha, the what we want the Gemara to say over here is like the Gemara said before, right? That Nase Ka'omer, and the Pshat in the Reisha is like the Gemara said before, right? That's what the Tosis is telling us. That the Gemara's answer is the same thing. Then there's a din lechatchila always when the Stam Naziris to be noig as if it's a 30-day one, and therefore it should be on 31. Ul Rav Masna Kasha Seif, Om Lach Rav Masna, kidikatani seifa yom shloshim oila lekanu lekan. Rav Masna, and now Rav Masna is answering essentially over here is, and we'll see in Hemshecha Gemara, right? You know, in the halacha sheboi, and how does it work? It's working with a mikvas hayom kikulei, right? The words that Rav Masna is saying, it sounds like he's telling us a chiddush. What's the chiddush over here? Omach Rav Masna, can I say for the emushleishon oil lekan lekan? And that thing Mora asks, mayhi? Well, that's basically telling me mikvas hayom kikulei. But let's just speak out what that means, right? According to Rav Masna, that if stam naziris is ishloishim yoyim, so when the Mishnah says over here that if you megaleach on the yom shloishim, so you're doing a mikzas hayoyim. Now the halacha is that the second naziris, right, is supposed to be mekayim lechatchilu, but that mikzas hayoyim. That's why you're going to yom samach. Which is Laman Aleph, but that's counting this day of 30 as number one. So what you did was that it was the last day, right, of the first 30, and it's the second, and it's the first day of the second 30.
I mean, he didn't need to say this for the Reisha when it was 31 and 31. Nobody had a problem that he was using 31 for the beginning of the next one.
Right.
But when he did the Geluach on 30,
right,
he seems to know, this is a bit of a chiddush. He's saying this really is a bit of a chiddush.
Now the difference is like you were saying before, because are you using the first half of this day as a kim of minyan? In other words, are you double using, you know, are you using one day for minyan of both days? That's right. The chiddush. If it's part of that naziris, okay, you know, that there might be a ktas chiddush in that, right? Like we'll see in the Gemara that there is, but there's definitely a bigger chiddush if you're using one day in numbers, right, to count for a day of this and a day of that naziris, right. Right. So that's what's happening over here. So zok the Gemara. Now this is what the Gemara asks. And we'll have to see in Bar Podo. And we actually, that's what we just mentioned before, right? That'll be the answer to this. That the Gemara is bothered that according to Rav Masna, that granted the halacha makes sense, but asks the Gemara, you know, why is the Mishnah repeating this in another scenario? We know the halacha of mikvas hayom kikulei, and that the Gemara says that now they say mehan milu leinyan chada nezirus, aval shtei nezirus loy kamash malon. Like we just spoke at before, that this is the chiddush over here, that you could even say mikvas hayom kikulei, and that day is being used for both. Now let me see. Yeah, okay, we could see this in the Tosfos over here, if we could find over here. Let's just jump in over here, this last piece. Let's see if we could In Tosis different mass will have mass in the Kasher Sefer. He speaks through the Gemara's question, and around maybe like 10 lines down, uporach la masa maikamash melon tanu. You see what that would be, Michael? You see, you have that by you. It's by us. We have the same Gemara, pretty much, right? It's the first word on the line is shishim. The second word is uporach. You see what that would be?
Yehuda, you have that?
Okay. Uporach la masa maikamash melon tanu. Right. What's the chiddush over the Omer Mikses Yom Kikuloi? Hamereisha Shamin and Lei. You know, you're answering the Pshat in the Halach is based on Mikses Yom Kikuloi. But on that now asks the Gemara Hamereisha Shamin Lei. The Katani Mishomar Hareni Nozim Galach Yem Shloishim Ve'echad Vimgilach Biyem Shloishim Yotzo. At the Halach of the Sefer, that if he was Megaleach by one Aziz, we had that the last case that we've more brought before. That if he's megalechem shloishim yotzei mitam mixesiem kikuloi, according to Rav Masna. So what's the Tana adding? Umishani answers the Gemara. The Meish loishem in el mixesiem shloishim oile linazirus achas shenoda. Right, in the first case, there's only one nazirus, and that tells us that mixesiem will help for that nazirus. Aval beis nazirus k'may b'seifa shoile tchilas. Shloishim yoyim v'soif nazirus lirishin lekan ule kan loy. In the second case over here, you're having one day, which like I'm saying, it counts as the minyan for both. That's the chiddush over here. It could count in the minyan for both.
You assume the way you learn this low is low. You wouldn't have said this way, kamash malan. You do say this,
right?
Okay,
right. Then that, and you're also using that, right? And this is where he speaks out that inasmuch if the Gemara is bothered by what's this Mishnah being Mechadish over the previous, so in Parpada you have the same question, and let me discuss this. So that's what he speaks through him. Tell me about Parpada, Nami Tikshi Makamash Belon, the Osa Shmin and the Mgile Harishoino, Yem Shleshim, the Yotso, Habaresha Kotani Lo, Behedya, Mgilech Yem Shleshim Yotso. So chlein about parah nami ika chiddush b'seifa madlusha mina mereisha. That's the most question, right? On Rav Masna, so quanted about parah, there has to be a chiddush also in the seifa madlusha mina mereisha, something that we didn't hear in the reisha. The katanim gilch avishoyno liyom shloishim demgaleach hashniya liyom shishim. The Nazir Shene Hischil, that the halacha is like this: is that whereas lechatchila that's the din, right? On Yom Shishim, the Nazir Shene Hischil Yom Lamed, that according to the chiddush over here is that the Nazir Shene is being chal on the day that he's bringing the korbanos. Acha talach zushen chmashlam doisoy soifayim oil laminyan Nazir Shene. That he's using that day, the soif of that day, after he finishes the giluach and the korbanos, that day will count as the beginning of the nazir shein. Nimso ki yom shishim have a shloishim ve'echod v'haschos nazir shein. V'afagav le'amin mixiyam kikuli b'apoda b'yom shloishim v'hashlim nazir shavah. Even though b'apoda holds that when you're finishing the nazirus, you can't say mikasayim kikuloi moiduhu the mikzas hayoyim hani lahaschel nazir sheni. That much he holds. He could midi to have a kibul nazir pachatzi hayoyim. Right, now let's hear. specifically over here, you know, to say that the chiddush is that you say mixas hayom by the tchila, that's not a chiddush that we know, but over here in this context it is. V'ika k'tzas chiddush b'dover the sakat aitach kishenei osok b'neziris. If there's only one nezirus, right? So he wasn't oisik nezirus till this point. V'nika l'kol nezirusov. Zusoi, right? Oz have a mixes kikuloi betchilas nezirus. Avol hocho dinoag nezirus ad chatzi hayoim, because he has two nezirus in over here, right? So he was noig a previous nezirus the first part of the day. Emo loyale de ene nicker kamash malon. So that's what the Gemara is saying. In Bar Podo, the chiddush taki is that there's a, in the second Mishnah mixes yom kikuloi in the tchilas hanazirus, and there's a chiddush in that in this specific scenario it's the second nazirus and you were noig already in tchilas hayom nazirus, it's not nikr. Not Nick. Second, let's hear that. Okay, I don't have Let's just see. I just want to see one more piece over here. Let's see. We can get in just one more piece. Zok the Gemara. This is the last piece over there. Tanan imgilachim shishim choser achas yotza sheyoyim shloishim oyleloi min haminyan. This is the third case over here, and basically what happened over here. This is the b'diyevid on both nazirusim. Right? That b'diyeved, if you make both nazirusin on yom shloishim, it works. Right, so that means that the first one he did on shloishim, and the second one he did shloishim, counting, you know, starting again from the mixas hayom b'basayif, and you're ending on 59, right? That's the 59, which is day 30. So you're doing 2 30s. Now, what does the Mishnah say over here? The Mishnah says, "Sheyoyim shloishim oyleloi min haminyan." He's talking about Bishlan the Masna Nicha El Bar Podo Lomali Ha'omar shloishim Choser Echad. His Iker Nezirus is 29. So, what does the Mara mean to ask over here? What's the point? Let's see over here in the Tosfos. Zok the Taisus over here. You see the Taisus in the Masl Tanan. Im Gilach Yoim Shishim Choser Echad Yotza. B'shlam Masl Nihicha. Pirish. Zok Tais like this. Pirish. Shehatanet Tzorach La'ashmi'inan V'loimar D'yem Lamed Oyla L'kan U'l'kan. The Gemara is really just wants to know why is the Tana stressing that Yoim Lamed is Oyla L'kan U'l'kan. So according to Rav Masna, we understand that. Why? Shehare Taglachas V'shoyna Hoysa b'yom lamed. The first taglachas was on yom lamed. V'chein taglachas shnia shahoysa b'yom shishim choser echad. It also comes out on the yom lamed. And instead, however you work out the words over here, l'tach tzorch litn tam l'dvorov v'loimar sheyom lamed oy l'loy min haminyan. So what the Tana is stressing over here is that the yom lamed is counting for, like we're saying, like the minyan twice. Kloimar lekan lekan. It's going in. It's fulfilling the minyan, the days that you need for the first and the second naziris. So that's what the Tana is stressing. Why is it necessary to Tanit to stress this? According to him, what's happening over here obviously is that Pshat is that even though there's din lechatchila, din drabonon, right, to make the on lamed alfam, we know as if stam is lamed, but this is b'diyevet, this is the din deraisa. Now, if you're working with the din deraisa, so what you did over here, this is you made if you're making the taglachas on day 30, so you know this is after you finished, right? So there's no special oil lakan here. V'lomla letano laharich litin tam l'dvorov sheyem lamed oil min haminyan havadai kol taglachas hoyso v'yom shloishim upshita diyotso b'diyevid kiven loy b'inim midrash elochov tesiyoim. What does it even mean that the Yom Shloshim is Oyla Lukan Lukan? It's not going to mean the same thing that it means according to Rav Masna, because at concerning the first Nazirus, it's not counting the Minyan, right?
So our school stresses, if you look at the Mishnah there, the Lashon of the Mishnah really is a Lukan Lukan. It's the lesson of the Mishnah on Tess Vav.
Oh, yeah?
Vav is Yom Lamed
Shiyom Shleshim Oilu Lo Min HaMinyan.
Min HaMinyan, right. And it's really, it's that's what the Gemara says, you know, is how does Rav Masna learn it? He learns it,
the Kan.
So this is Yom Kippur. Yes. But he's saying, no, I bring my Raya from that much. I mean, all the Kan, it's just...
Right. Okay, yeah, right, yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that is right. So Rav Masna, he's learning that's what the Tana is being mired for over here. The point is Lakan. Now, according to Bar-Poda, that's definitely not what's happening. Right? And therefore, affecting more. So why is he being Marichov? What is the Tana coming to stress? Namely, like this, is that once Shita's Bar Poda is, that Stamazirus is Chav Tes Yoim, so then, you know, it fouls. There's nothing special over here. I mean, you know, right? We know that the evidence works, right? That's ready Mavuyr. So Zokti Mor, Omaloch Bar Poda, Ananam Yehosam, let's test Mor's Teretz. Kloimar zok toisvis mikanani medaktik. This is adrabo. From your ha'ora on what the tan is being mayrich. That's where I see my shita. Mikanani medaktik. The meshens is chav tesem. The katani the yom shloisha oila min haminyan. The mashma the oila loy the minyan achren. Right. That's what we're coming to say. Alma de ein oila le minyan rishin kiniz kala el. The kiv netanam mekel boy kolkach lahachshiv yoim lekan ulekan. So adraba behechruch the pshat is that Yitaka not using it for the first one, right? So what he's coming to say is that this that the Tana is being mayrich and Tana is explaining is mamish. The Tana is saying, you know why it works is because really the ikar nazirus is only chof tes yoim, right? So he's saying that the Tana is really not after me. The Tana is really introducing my Shita. That's the purpose of the Aricha. So you're right. And once you have my Shita, it's a question. Why is he being Mayrich? You know, there's nothing special happening over here. But on that, so the answer to that is then, forget, the Tana is really introducing at my Shita. I see it over here. Right, so like we mentioned before, then as we learn the sugyos over here, the source of the reason why Bapod learned that Stam Aziris is Chav Tes Yoim is not merely because he doesn't have a different source and the source that he has, you know, only offers 29 days, but as we're going through the different sugyos, the Mishnayos themselves are suggest that he sees such a shita in the Mishnayos themselves, and you know, so therefore whatever other Mishnayos, the first Mishnayos, you know, we have to learn otherwise. It's really based on the Mashmois of the Mishnayos in the second parak.
Is there Ikar Machlokas then whether you can double bill essentially? Rav Pada holds you can't count one day for two Naziruses. you can't double bill it for, you know, it's you know, it counts for the first Naziris and the second Naziris. It's only one day. One day can't be 2 days. And Rav Masna holds, no, one day can be 2 days.
Is that an actual outcome of the Mekzuzim
B'Kulei? Yeah, no, is that what you want to know?
Of what? Mekzuzim B'Kulei. If you don't have, Rav Masna doesn't have Mekzuzim B'Kulei, it's not shy to have one day going for both.
I mean, you're assuming that they're starting from Machlokes Mekzuzim, but let's just say that's the case.
No, that's exactly what he's saying. That maybe it starts right. It starts from that point.
Maybe because
if you say Mekzuzim Kekula, you know, you wouldn't be able to do this.
This is my answer to you. Even if you held Mekzuzim Kekula, that doesn't mean you can count it for 2 days. It means you can count part of this day as a day towards your Naziris. It doesn't mean you can count part of this day as one Naziris and the other part as the second Naziris. Yeah. That's a much bigger Kiddush.
Right, that's correct.
So that's what I'm saying, is that that maybe the Iker Machlokes isn't by Mixes Yom Kukulo. Maybe he would have said, oh, okay, I would have agreed with you, Mixes Yom Kukulo. But I see here you can't double count a day. That for sure, hopefully, Yavor, you can't count one day as 2 days.
For two Naziruses.
Like, that's like counting all days 2 days. And then, once he does that, he works all the way back. It must be that you don't have Mixas Yom Kukulo.
Why is it Muchach? If you go the way you're saying, how would it be Muchach if they did not have Mixas Yom Kukulo? Maybe he only says that because we're
no, because you see that if there's only one Nazirus, he doesn't let you bring the Korban on the 30th day.
Right, so the fact that he says it, even by Kiyas one Naziris, to me sounds like proof that he's got an independent din, that he does not have Mekzuzim B'Kulei, no matter whether it's one Naziris or two Naziris. Because otherwise, how'd he get there?
No, he got there because of the Mishnah itself. Once you work back and you say that you can't double count the days, and therefore Iker Naziris is only 29 days, then if you work through the rest of the Mishnah, you see that it must be, because in the beginning it said b'di'evid you could bring on the 30th day, right?
Right.
So
there'd be no
why?
Chiddush.
Not because of...
Right. There would be no chiddush in the second Mishnah, the second case of the Mishnah, if you don't say that that you don't hold the Mixas Yom Kukul at all. Right?
Not sure. Okay, I hear it. I think that okay. To work it out. Not sure. If you look at that Mishnah very closely.
The
Shnei Naziros, right? If you
he does.
Right. So he said thirty and sixty. Yeah.
No, I know why. Because if he held, once he holds that the Iker is 29 days, from what I'm telling you, in this thing that you can't double count, then if he held Mixas Yom Kukulo, then you should be able to bring B'di'evit on the 29th day. And nobody says you can bring B'di'evit on the 29th day of a first Naziris. So therefore, Behechor, he doesn't hold Mixas Yom Kukulo.
Because the three cases stop at 59, they don't go down to 58, is that what you're saying?
No. I'm saying, well, okay, because it doesn't go down to 58?
No.
No, I'm not going from that. He's starting from the fact that, from here, he said Samchi on what? What's he saying Samchi on?
He's
saying Samchi on which case?
Tanakh, by the fact that it says that the 30th day counts for the second group. Right. So therefore, we see that
give me a second. If when you can bring bidi, you can bring on the 59th day, like you're saying, okay? You either have to hold that you're double counting a day as the last day of the first and the first day of the second, okay? Okay, that's of course a masnasna. If you don't hold from that, then you can't possibly have Naziris of 30 days. Naziris has to be 29 days. So once you're holding that, if you're holding, you can't double count the days. Your behechruch that a Naziris is only 29 days is not 30 days. If you then held Mixas Yom Kukulo, then you should be able to bring on a regular Naziris your korban on the 29th day b'diavad. And the Mishnah never ever says that.
Right.
Therefore, behechruch, he doesn't hold Mixas Yom Kukulo. But again, right. It depends on where you're starting from. You could,
Okay.
Sorry. You want to weigh in?
No. I'm just
tell us. I think you're saying the Gemara very well. Very clear. That's what I'm saying. And now I have something. This is my proof. 29.
Okay. Yeah.
You
Scott.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I just want to squeeze in the next piece of Gemara because it's an important occasion. So just try to see if we could get this right. We're really working on borrowed time over here.
Oh.
But just let's see if we can get this in quickly. The Gemara continues on like this. Right now, Misham Harini Nazir Nitmayem Shloishim Soisus Hakol. Okay, persons Makabel Stam Nazirus. He's Nitmayem Shloishim Soisur Esakol. Zok the Gemara Bishlimer of Mas the Nichel about Podakasha. Now the Gemara is asking a question. Let's start on Bapoda. That you know, Stam Naziris is Choftes. So the Naziris is over. So why is it granted he didn't bring his Karbanas, but there should be no steer at this point? Right? That's the question. Now this is where the Tosis speaks out what we discussed before. According to Rav Masna, they should also, because Masna holds Bixas Yom Kekulay, is again, so, you know, Nitma on the Yom Shloshim, the Mixas Yom, you know, clicked in, and fine, so Naziris is also over, right? They just, you know, right, according to Rav Poder, the question is, it's over, you know, at the end of Day Choftes, and according to Rav Masna, it's also over, you know, 3 minutes ago, or whatever it was, right? So this is where the Tosfos speaks out that the pshat in the Gemara is because the Gemara is understanding that the mixas hayem kekuloi, according to Rav Masna, is only chal with the havoas hakarbonas, right? All right, this is where you know you see in the Gemara this idea, this concept. That means that the mere fact that the Mixas Yom is here, that in itself is not going to end the Naziris. That won't be Mekayim, the Din Minyan. It's not yet. What I need to have is, and we don't have time right now to be Medaik in the Tosis exactly how it works, but Akoponim, but only when he does something to end the Naziris, that's what Ba'ad Divad at, is the din of Mixas Hayom Kekulay. Right? It's a little basachet happening over here, right? Because you really can't bring the karbonis, you can't be megalech, right, you know, until it finishes, right? And it didn't really finish till you do it. Right? Akoponim, okay, but you think about that. But the ikar, what we're saying over here is that, in Inochanami, the Mixas Hayom Kekulay is really pending. It's totally on, that's why it's talking that if he was nitma before, you know, the giluach and the and havas kabanis, I didn't have to also see exactly, you know, tackle which point, at what point does it happen? But okay, but this is a little in the dakas, but you see where we're heading. But so if it's not chal, so therefore if he's nitma, he's talking nitma toich. Teich the Malois, right? Teich the Minyan. And that's why the Gemara understands that according to Rav Masne, this is not true. According to Masne, even though Mixim Kekulai, but if Mixim Kekulai needs that, has conditions, so before that happened, even though the day is here, it's yitachin that if he'll be nitma, he'll be soyser. However, according to Bapoda, you know, it's finished, right? You know, you're not working on mixes hayayim, so once the day is over, even though the surim continue, but the minyan is fully fulfilled, that was the Gemara's question. Now the Gemara's sort of, again, if Pod over here, right, just in the way he's addressing the question, he's saying that, one second, but there's Reb Elezer over here, right? Reb Elezer Maisi says that you're not Soyser, right? Right? So, Reb Elezer's like me, right? Right? That's what Pod is saying. No, Chanam, right? Reb Elezer says you're not Soyser. The Pshat is, Chanam is like me, right? Because it was over. And, that's why but the shaila is that, okay, but you didn't answer the question. I mean, okay, let's say Rebbe is like you, but you know, but you have the, what's the machlokes over here, right? You know, I mean, apparently that's the machlokes, you know, when is Stam Naziris. At best, you know, what you have is that it's machlokes, what Stam Naziris is. So why are you paskening, right? Well, you know, apparently you're taking Rebbe Elezer's side on things. We'll get back to that in a second. Let's just finish the Gemara. Now the Gemara says like this. So this is about Pada talking, right? Ima Seifa, Reb Elezer is like me, right? Yisak Taifa Shleishim Binan Nistor Kul. And for the Gemara Kasavar, Reb Elezer mixes him kikuloi. Mixas hayayim kikuloi. Now, how does that answer the question? I mean, we always were working with mixing kikuloi, right? So this is where Taisa speaks out that this Rav Masna will learn that this in itself is in question. Meaning to say is that it does mixas hayom happen by itself? As soon as you enter that period of time, mixas hayom, shine, it's finished, and now there's no stira anymore, or it's dependent on havanat kamanis. That's good with malchikas or blazer. So be yisoy that everyone holds that really that stam aziris is lamed yom. And the malchikas over here is in the din of mixas hayom kekula, does it end by itself? Or not. If it ends by itself, then there won't be any stira at this point anymore. But if you need havas kabonis, not the giluach, in order for it to end, so then if he's nitma before that, then it'll be soyser. Now, what's the pshat in Bar Poda? Right, Bar Poda. All we have in Bar Poda is that he has that Reb Elezer, right, is like him. That the ikur nazirus is chof tes yoim, and that's why according to Reb Elezer, you can't be soyser. But what's Takab Shat and Tanakama? So this is where Taisa speaks out that according to Bar Poda, according to Bar Poda, that the shaila is whether the din drabonon, right, that Chazal gave, that you have to bring it on day number 31, whether that in itself is nesenes, that is a din, that there will be a din stirim. Here, let me see if I can find that. Sorry. Here. Towards the bottom. Let's, 1, 2, 3, down 6 lines. V'yeshlemar de bar podo svirilei de midreb lezer. You see that over here? I'm sorry.
At the end of the
right,
line.
See this? V'yeshlemar de podo svirilei de midreb yaliezer meshech nizidus chav tes yoim, that's for sure. Oy bazoi, hachanam rabbonon. Rabbonon also hold like that. Because the meshach is Italy Ashram the Pligi. There's no machlokes be soyed in that. He's not ready to do that. Elo bistira. Tobeza en is soyser, elo shila, bonon shloishin, vahai to soyser shloishin abonon, enem rabonon baalmo. So that's the pshat. The gazvinam in rabonon, heched omar aziris stam, oto heched omar shloishim yoim shleimen. Tos vadai soyser akol kuli almo. So this is how the Tosfos spheres ois the Gemara, Right? It's, then this is, the Gemara doesn't speak this out. So what coming out of here is that there's a machlekes, how to learn up the machlekes, Rabbi Lezer and the Chacham over here. There's a machlekes lahalocha, that if someone's nitma on the Yom Shloshim, whether it's Soysa or not, is where the Gemara comes out is that each one, Bapod and Masna, hold that everyone holds Bisoida, the Iker Meshech of Stam Nazir is the same. That's not the machlekes. The Gemara speaks out, Rakoponim, that according to Masna, that the Iker Naziris is Lambidyoim. And we're working with Halakha Mixim Kikula, and machlekes is like we said before, whether Mixim will end it itself. If it ends by itself, then there's no more stira, or you need the Giluach in order to have the mixer sayyim, and that didn't happen, so therefore there'll be a stira. According to Bapoda, the Iker Nazirus is Choftes, so Midaraisa there's no mokum for a stira, and the Machlekes Gufa is that this, when Chazal said that L'chatchil you have to bring Korbanos on 31 because we're being noig as if it's a 30, the Shaila just is that what was included in this? Was even a din stira included in this? And as how far did Chazal compare this and give it the dinim of a 30? Even not including everything, even a din stira, that if your nitma, before you finish the 30 on the Yom 30, it's so you say, and this is open rabbon, right? Without any korbanos, right? 100% like you're saying, right? Or know that according to Shita's Rebbe Lezer, that granted that it's din lechatchila to bring the korbanos, but there's no din stira at all in it, right? And that's why Rebbe Lezer holds it. So it's a local machlekes over here in the din rabbanon whether Chazal gave the full picture, right, of a nazirus of shloshim over here, or only benegay to the din of havanas vas korbanos, but there's no din stira. Okay. Yeah. Okay, fine. Well, let's hold over here. Okay?
Machlokas and Stira, according to Bapadas, Machlokas, where you finish your Meshet, but you're waiting for Avos Korbanos on the following day. And that's where you have Machlokas, where the Stira is Shloshim or Shiva. And according to Ramasna, it's a dinner, Mikdashim Kikuloi, whether on Yom Shloshim, you still, is that Kobzim Meshet Mazirus, Legabe Stira. What would Ramasna say on Yom Lamed Aleph? The fact that the Chacham and Reza don't argue back in the Dafka arguing Lambert means that he would hold
on. So if it's halacha in mixas hayayim is what gets me to the end of the minyan, right? But if I actually made it there, right? So I'm there, right? There's no. The only reason why I need maybe Havos Korbanos is because I can't use Mixas Hayayim, and without the Mixas Hayayim, Yitaka didn't make it to the end. But if you actually made it to the end, right, then you're finished. Everyone's masking that, once you came to the end of the day, then it's definitely over.
Not going to Barpada.
Barpada holds so 29 days.
So there's no difference.
I think you're mischaracterizing why he says.
What's the difference between 30 and 31 according to Parapada? Shouldn't be any difference.
Correct.
But if he's saying you have to do 30, you want to know, right?
Why is Machlokes Daf against the Shloshim? Why not Shloshim Echad? That would be a big chiddush.
So what do you mean that there should be Machlokes on Shloshim Echad?
Because in Shloshim Echad you don't have to come on to Mixim Kikudlei. You finished. You're totally finished.
So,
but there is no machlekes there, no?
Right. So, think, can we deduce from here that according to Masna, everyone agrees that on Yerushalayim Echad you only be says a Shiva?
Right. Right. Yeah,
this whole svara is only a svara in Rav Pada. Rav Masna holds that they have all different machlokas. Their machlokas is whether, right? According to Rav Masna, they both hold it's 30 days. And their machlokas is whether Mixas Yom Kukulo kicks in automatically or doesn't kick in automatically. This idea that the machlokas is whether they were Gozer, Shloshim, or Shiva, that's only in Rav Pada. Rav Masna doesn't say that's the machlokas. Right? Am I wrong?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Say that again?
Here we're discussing whether the Chachamim were Gozer to keep Shiva. You know, you finished your Naziris.
Right.
And now, but you can bring your Kabbanah shit. And the question is whether the Chachamim told you have to keep 30 or 7. That's only according to Rav Pada that's the Machlokas. According to Rav Masna, that's Bechal not the Machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. According to Rav Masna, the Machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim is whether Mixas Yom Kukulo kicks in automatically, or whether it only kicks in when you bring the Kabbanahs.
No, the machlokes is whether you hold them and see the belay.
No.
According to the master, machlokes of belay is whether you hold them.
No. Machlokes is what are the conditions of mixtiyom kikulay?
Yeah.
Right.
Look here. Look in the Taisvis.
Yeah.
Afilu nitma kodem havas korbanos. That's Rabbi Eliezer. Mixtiyom kikulay. Afilu nitma kodem. And then that it's like three down in the narrow lines. You see, a feel of nitma.
First, you can be interested in the apple. Do you hold? Do you? If you said simply kuloi, then the day 30 in the afternoon, you're ready like day 31 because you hold simply kuloi.
Okay, but now if you slip down, well, that's right. Even though you didn't bring the korbanos, now if you slip down about eight lines or so, Rabbanan Savri, Lo Amr Mixas Kukukulo, Eicha, the Nitma Kodam Havas Kabbanas.
You mean if he didn't become Tommy, then they would hold with Sim, could I? Or is that what you're
saying? No. They hold if you become Tommy before you bring the Kabbanas, then you were Soser.
So the Mixas, oh, does that argue?
Because you didn't get the Mixas Yom Kukulo yet. You didn't get Mixas Yom Kukul until you brought the Korbanos. And therefore, since you didn't get the Mixas Yom Kukul, you're still in the middle of your Naziris, and you're Sosher Shloshim.
So they hold Mixas Yom Kukul and gather that you would be allowed to bring your Korbanos day 30 in the afternoon.
So everybody agrees to that. According to Rav Masna. The Chachamim and Eliezer both agree you can bring your Korbanos on day 30. Right. The only question is what happens is the Mixas Yom Kukula only? Yeah, okay, you see.
So they both have to say Mixas Yom Kukula.
Right.
The question is, what? Yeah, focus.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. It's a hard subject. Both hands. Everything's getting it good.